I was afraid of you, for you are demanding men. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Your sisters lay faithful. When I talked to Father Zuger yesterday evening, he told me there are some people who need to get to work, so be brief. Which is not what I'm known for at all. So toward that end, I wish to only bring up two quick questions for you all to answer, and then we'll discuss what our Lord has placed before us in these beautiful, rich readings. In this month of November, we have two great feasts that start us off, and they focus us on one thing, really. What is that one thing? Focuses us on heaven, right? Upon what is to come. And that's what all of our readings throughout this entire month, whatever day you come to Mass upon, are always moving us toward that end. But what does that end actually culminate in? Focusing on heaven. Who gets into heaven? There's only one class of people that ever makes it into heaven. Who are they? I know you know this. Saints. Saints. Not a single soul ever makes it into heaven unless they first become a saint. And that's what we're focusing on here with these readings. To be a saint. Which, as we know, means to be one who is holy, without blemish, just like God has prepared for us. And so that is why we must become saints in this life. And you sisters, you know you already exist in heaven. That is what this space beyond the grail, this grill is. It is heaven. And you are living the heavenly life here, yet this side of heaven. As St. John of the Cross often speaks of, and our own dear mother, St. Teresa of Jesus, is but a gossamer veil which exists between us and the bridegroom. And we pray, as he said in his beautiful poem, "Living flame, tear through that veil and consummate." That's what we're waiting for here, that gossamer veil be torn asunder, but we have to first become saints, to become holy ourselves. We on this side are hoping, most of us, just to even make purgatory, right? But it would be a great, great tragedy if you who already exist in heaven even spend a moment unready to enter fully into his presence. Our Lord has given you many great things. Be saints, so that we too can become saints. But why did God make you? That's a question all our little catechism kids should be able to answer, right? You remember that from your Baltimore catechism. Why did God make you? Do you know this? If you do not know this, nobody in my parishes, no matter what sacrament they're trying to achieve, receives it unless they can repeat that phrase to me word for word, because it is foundational to being a Christian. You got to know why God made you. He made us for what? That's right, sister. I saw you mouthing it. He made us to know him, to love him, and to serve him. Where? In this life. Why? So that we can be happy with him, joy filled with him. For how long? Forever. Not just in this life, but in the next life, which is heaven. That's why God made you. And so everything that we do within this life has to be focused upon those two things. We have to know that we're called to be saints, and only saints make it into heaven. And we want to, yes, if God allows us to even make purgatory, great, but we got to become saints to enter into heaven. So we got to make sure that everything that we're doing is growing in our knowledge of God, growing in our absolute love of God. And anyone who's ever loved anybody knows that that always culminates in service. And when we're serving God, we know that that's the only way that we can truly ever become happy in this life, which will always lead us, if we follow all these things together, into the happiness in the life which is to come. And that leads us into today's gospel. Why? Because this gospel is all about achieving that. We talk about these talents that are laid before us. We think of them as these gold coins as he puts there. And maybe we think of those are the things which God has really blessed us with. Like maybe an ability to really dive into scripture. Or a supreme focus in prayer that not even the wrapping of the rosary beads upon the pew in front of us can distract us. St. Therese struggled with that. Maybe it's some sort of great joyfulness that even amidst trials and tribulations, the struggles that we have, the gratings, even have a joy-filled smile upon our face. Whatever these great talents are, those are good talents. But I want to change your idea of what a talent actually is. A talent isn't just those interior dispositions, but I want to move you beyond that to see that talents are even things which are exterior to you. Not just things which are placed within you, but something which is placed before you. You see, a talent with which our Lord gives to you could be that very wrapping of that rosary beads upon that pew before you. That distraction, that difficulty which you face, that trial which is before you actually can be your talent. Something which is a challenge to you to live out the virtues which God has called you to be. We have a new saint, don't we? Beautiful, glorious saint. Saint Elizabeth of Trinity. You sell her book out there. I purchased it. Saint Elizabeth of Trinity has some very beautiful words. And when I first heard of her when I was studying Saint Teresa and Saint John of the Cross in Avila, my professor spoke to me of this blessed Elizabeth of the Trinity. And one phrase which she spoke changed my life, and I hope I never forget it. But it hits here with what we've been talking about. She says this so very clearly. What is the difference between a saint and maybe you and me each and every day? You know, the saints experience the exact same things that we experience within our lives. They experience frustrations, difficulties, hardships. No different than what we experience. But the difference is what they were doing with that experience. You see, the saint is somebody who uses these everyday things. And while you and I are being frustrated or saying, why is this happening to me? Or just brushing it off and trying to sublimate and go in some other direction, turn our minds elsewhere, their minds are always turned toward their bridegroom, turned toward the Lord, speaking in a conversation with God about that various thing. So when we're just passing time by, the saint is one who's passing time with our Lord. That is what our Lord has called us to, dear sisters. To whatever it is that we're experiencing, to turn that back to our Lord. So whatever talent God has placed before us, the struggle, the difficulty, whatever, immediately turn that to Christ. And as some beautiful cloistered Dominican sisters once told me when I visited them in Fatima, he said, Father, this is what real sanctity is. Sanctity is not thinking more about God, having a greater idea merely of who God is, but it's thinking more often about him. You can measure your growth in holiness not just in strapping your mind trying to figure out what mansion you find yourself in, which is helpful, as St. Teresa speaks about very much, but it's not just about finding what mansion it is, but rather you can scale it on how long did it take me to experience this thing? And then, when did I bring it back to our Lord? When was the next time I spoke to him about it? If it takes you 30 years and you've only increased a minute, that's good progress. But moment by moment with Christ. St. Elizabeth of Trinity said this. Why do anything naturally when you can do it supernaturally? When our Lord calls us to tap into these talents which he places before us, he's asking us not to deal with it on the natural level of fear of maybe I'm not going to do my best, but deal with it on the supernature, entrusting it to God, bringing it back to Him. Because isn't that what we do at Mass? The bread and the wine are brought forward to the priest. Simple gifts, simple talents. Say, Father, I don't know what to do with these. Father says, okay, I'll receive them from you, but I don't know what to do with them either. So what I'm just going to do is I'm just going to offer them back to our Lord. And when He does that, God moves, transforms them into Himself, and He offers them back to us. That's what's going on here. The talents which you experience, you offer them maybe to the priest here, put them on the altar. The priest takes them and he offers them back to God because he himself is a natural sinful man. He doesn't know what to do with them either. But God, in that mystery of transubstantiation, makes them different into himself, brings them back to us, and sets us on a different course. Sisters, you're called to be holy. You must be a saint. And it comes through living not so much in the natural, but in the supernatural. Don't let any of these talents pass you by. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.